A sort of fairy tale. Written by Guinevere and read by Litra. A Rogue One, a Star Wars story fanfic. With the relationship Cassian Andor, Jyn Erso. Rated teen. Summary. And if they have not died, they are this very day. Then the farmer's daughter was led to a chamber of the underground palace, spacious and comfortable. There she stayed for 3 days, quite alone, and at the end of the 3rd day came the goblin once more to ask for her hand. "It is true," he said, "that the fairy folk have no hearts, and so I cannot love you as mortal men love their wives, yet still I wish to wed you, and to dwell with you forever as a true and faithful partner. If only you could be content with that." He knelt before the farmer's daughter and took her hand so gently between his that the wicked claws never touched her. She saw with wonder that the tears stood in his eyes, and she put out her other hand to stroke his shaggy head. "Fuck," the goblin whispered, and let go of her hand to grope for the tissues. "I just need a minute. Jyn let the breath she'd been holding spill from her all in a rush. "Hey," she murmured. "It's okay, it's fine." She located the box, pulled out a couple of sheets, and handed them to him. "You okay?" "I'm okay, I just..." Cassian blew his nose awkwardly, then sat back on his heels with a sigh. "Got a little intense there," she said. He cleared his throat. "Yeah." Jyn reached out again to tuck his hair back behind his ears. She was still keyed up from the scene. She felt fragile and sparkling, her body ringing like a struck glass. "I do love you," he said then, and Jyn thought, "Oh." "I know," she said gravely, bending to kiss his forehead. "Dumbass." Which got a faint chuckle. Even though you don't love me that way, because that's not a thing for you, I know. I know, you know." "It's not less real," she said. "It doesn't matter any less just because it's not flowers and obsession and swooning." "I do swoon sometimes," Cassian said. "That's the blood rushing from your brain." He laughed again, a real laugh this time, brief and warm. "Well, yeah." Jyn took his face between her hands. "You are a beautiful, generous human being," she told him. "And I love you." His mouth twitched. "Sap." Her turn to laugh. "Right then, if you want to be like that about it. Ravish me already." The end.